Introduction. A word from the compiler. In view of the forthcoming task force study of music, the White Estate was requested to compile E.G. White materials which would have a bearing on the matter to be considered by the committee. In doing so, both published and unpublished sources have been drawn from. It is mainly as we think in terms of the Council's enunciating principles, then applying these principles, that E.G. White counsels can be brought to have direct bearing on some of the matters before us. We do not, in this document, attempt to make a general presentation on music, or to make an exhaustive presentation. It is altogether likely that we may have overlooked some choice statement that in the present study has been caught by one or another of the committee members. We believe, however, that in the statements which follow, basic principles are set forth which can be taken and applied effectively now. These embody the role and qualities of music, the impact of music for good or for evil, the effective use of music in the services of the church, and some counsel that may be of interest to those who arrange for and lead music. In the experience in Indiana in 1900 and 1901, in what is commonly referred to as the Holy Flesh Movement, discussed in Selected Messages 2, 31 to 39, music figured prominently. We have eyewitness descriptions of what took place. We have Ellen White's counsel, based on a vision given to her in January 1900 in Australia, at the very inception of the Holy Flesh movement, and on reports which came to her from Elder and Mrs. Haskell 7 months after the vision. From this combination of materials, we may find certain principles which will give us guidance today. So, without plans to make this compilation exhaustive, but in an attempt to embody statements which would have a bearing on the study of this committee, these materials are submitted. A. L. White, Secretary, Ellen G. White Estate. Washington, D.C., June 30th, 1972.